The Buffalo Sabres season starts tonight, and we're happy to welcome back Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the team. I'm Omar Fatu. Hey there, Bill.
Hey, Omar. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, the new season kicks off tonight with a home game against Montreal. Big news the other day with the team signing star forward Jack Eichel to an 8-year, $80 million contract extension. That's a lot of money, a big commitment, but given Eichel's talent and potential, really a no-brainer for the organization.
Yes, it's a move they had to make. That's the going rate for players of his caliber at that age. I know he's just 20 and he's never scored 30 goals in a season or led a team to the playoffs, but that's what you have to pay, guys. You have to pay some of the young superstars $8, $9, $10 million+. But that said, if Jack Eichel becomes everything people think he will become, which is a superstar, which is a guy capable of leading the Sabres maybe to the Stanley Cup someday, I mean, he might look like a bargain in a few years. And it was interesting, after all this talk for months about his extension, how it just kind of materialized Tuesday night. I think a lot of us thought that he would probably bet on himself. He said he was okay with that. He was okay with playing the season out. His value's only going to go up. If he has a good season, which he more than likely will if he stays healthy, he could be worth $11 million a season or $10.5 million. But at the end of the day, if someone offers you $80 million 3 weeks before your 21st birthday, you're probably going to take it. And yes, it's a lot of money, but I think it's about more than money for Jack Eichel in a lot of regards. He likes Buffalo. He likes his teammates. He's been adamant that he wants to stay here, and he told his agents right away that he wanted an 8-year deal, which is the longest allowed under the CBA. If you're a Sabres fan, the last couple days have been happy days for you. You have the face of the franchise, the most talented player, a potential superstar, locked up until he's 29 years old, and that's special.
Well, plenty of changes over the offseason. The Sabres have a new head coach in Phil Housley, new management, several new players. Let's talk about Housley. What does he bring to the team?
Well, he brings a lot. He's a Hall of Fame defenseman, of course, having spent 8 seasons with the Sabres. And he was the league's hottest assistant coach, in my opinion, last year with the Nashville Predators, running their defense, the best defense in the league, helping them play a fast style that led them to the Stanley Cup final. So Housley's track record just demands a lot of respect if you're a player. And anytime you finish last and you change coaches, there's going to be a different feeling. Guys are going to be happier. In training camp, it's going to be a lot more positive. But I think it goes beyond that with Phil Housley. He's shown the players a lot of respect so far. I think they feel more comfortable. I think coming to the rink is fun again for them. There's just a better vibe around the team. And on the ice, they're playing fast. They're playing aggressively. That's the style you need to succeed in today's NHL. And that's what the Sabres wanted last year, mostly. They didn't get it most nights. And that's accounted for a lot of the good feelings around the team.
Well, the team's defense has undergone an overhaul. That was an area of weakness last season. Some new starters, Marco Scandella, Nathan Beaulieu, Victor Antipin, to go along with veterans like Rasmus Ristolainen, Jake McCabe, Zach Bogosian. This should be a better unit this year.
Oh, definitely. They've revamped it and addressed the biggest need, which was speed. They needed a guy that could move the puck up the ice, and they did it relatively cheap, too. Victor Antipin was a free player, more or less, from Russia. Nathan Beaulieu only cost a third-round draft pick. He's 24 years old. He's coming off a 28-point season. He was a first-rounder by Montreal. And Marco Scandella came over with Jason Pominville in that trade from Minnesota with Tyler Ennis and Marcus Foligno. So the Sabres didn't take huge players off their roster to get the guys they needed. So now they have some depth. The defense corps looks totally different. I mean, Josh Georges practiced Wednesday as the seventh defenseman, which means he's likely going to sit out tonight. And that shows a change in philosophy. It shows a change in – it shows there's been a regime change because Josh Georges was one of the Sabres' first big acquisitions under Tim Murray. So I expect the defense to be much, much better. It was their Achilles heel last year, and I expect them to play fast and get the puck up the ice.
As far as the forwards, you have the top guys like Eichel, O'Reilly, Kane, Oposo. We have the return of an old fan favorite, you mentioned, Jason Pominville, and then some new, less familiar faces, guys like Benoit Pouliot, Seth Griffith, Jacob Josephson, and Jordan Nolan. Talk about some of the new guys.
One thing that struck me with Jason Pominville is if you look at some of his stats, you might think that at 34 years old, he's on the decline, he's graying a bit. But if you peel that back a little bit and you look at his production, the role he was in last year in Minnesota, he did pretty well. He had like 40 even strength points with the Wild that would have led the Sabres. So if he comes to Buffalo and is playing with Jack Eichel and Evander Kane on the first line, if he gets power play time, I mean, what's he capable of doing? Could he be a 25-goal, 60-point guy again? I mean, there aren't a lot of 34-year-olds left in the NHL, and Jason Pominville's still a pretty good one. You always look for stories during training camp, good stories, interesting stories, and Seth Griffith is one of those. He's a guy a lot of people had ticketed for the AHL to be the Rochester Americans' top player. Then he's an interesting guy. He was on waivers three times last year. He got claimed three times. He was with Boston. He was with the Maple Leafs twice. He was with Florida. And he's kind of the what they call the 4A guy. He's too good for the minors. He might be the AHL's best player, to be honest with you, a guy capable of scoring 100 points, but too good for the minors and not quite good enough for the NHL. He just hasn't had the production in the NHL. But he had a terrific camp, obviously very talented. He has a lot of speed. He's a little undersized. But he was the biggest surprise at camp. He scored a goal early on, got a lot of confidence. I think Phil Housley showed a lot of faith in him, and he's on the opening night roster. And another interesting newcomer, winger Jordan Nolan, they claimed him off waivers from the Kings last week. It was kind of a surprising move that Ted Nolan's son shows up on the Sabres out of the blue one day. But he's an asset. And again, he was a free player. He's won two Stanley Cups, and he possesses something they need. Size and grit with a little bit of skill. And for the Sabres, that was an upgrade over Nick Delorier, who was traded to the Montreal Canadiens on Wednesday after being sent to the Rochester Americans. So I think they have some interesting pieces up front, and it's not just the high-profile guys. It's guys like Griffith and Nolan. And when you look at the forward group as a whole, it's pretty interesting. They have some big top-level pieces, of course, with Eichel and Ryan O'Reilly and Evander Kane and Kyle Oposo. But they're a little thin on the bottom six. Sam Reinhart is going to be their third-line center, at least to start. He's played wing the last 2 years. I think that could help spread things around. Johan Larsson, who was a third-line center a year ago, is now a fourth-line winger. So they've added some depth, but I still think they're a little weak up front. But I expect them to score more goals this year. I expect them to be more exciting, and I think that'll lead to a lot of improvement.
All right, Bill, the Sabres have missed the playoffs for the last six seasons. Is this the year they get back to the postseason?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a year of improvement. I think they'll be a lot more exciting. They'll play the brand of hockey that you need to succeed in today's NHL, which is fast and aggressive. But I don't think they're going to make it this year. I just think it's too crowded in the East. I think they could improve significantly. 10-plus points, 15 points. Maybe they can stay in the mix until the end, make a run at it, but I don't think they'll make it this year.
Bill Hoppe will join us each Thursday morning throughout the season for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.